And now, woo! Stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I am fired up this morning, right? That's because it's spring training time. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a sports chick, right? You guys know how much I love the Sacramento Kings. You know how much I love the San Francisco Giants. And I'm concerned about what I am seeing, what I'm reading, and I just don't like it because I'm a traditionalist, kind of like my producer, Mike. You see, we love watching sports, and we love cheering for our teams, but what we don't like is the business behind sports. And it's concerning me, right? I don't like the fact that the NBA trade deadline came and went, and we had some stuff going on with the Lakers and LeBron James, who, by the way, LeBron James may not even make the playoffs. What must that be like for you, LeBron James? I don't know, but that $500 million in the bank probably makes you feel a lot better. And I don't like what's going on with free agency. I don't like what the Giants have done. I don't like it. It seems like what all the owners have done. It smells like collusion. It smells like the MLB owners aren't signing the dudes that I want them to sign because they're looking too much at the analytics, the numbers, and the math, and I just don't like it. So obviously, when I talk sports, I get to bring on our radio show sports guy, and that is you, Miles. So of course, good morning, Miles, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Ronnie.
Miles, you are a sports genius. You give us such great insight. And I want to start with the NBA because we all know you love the Lakers. And I know you're bummed out because Anthony Davis never showed up for the party in LA. So can you start with the Pelicans? Did they do the right thing by not trading him to your Lakers?
Well, of course, I want to see Anthony Davis in a Lakers uniform. But from the Pelicans side, the answer is we'll see. It's the old question, what would you rather have? Is a bird in the hand worth two in the bush? Because they didn't take the Lakers offer for a lot of reasons, as people have talked about. But there's two assets that they could get in the summer that are better than anything the Lakers could offer them. And that is, of course, the number one pick in the draft, Zion Williamson, who is the most sure thing that going into the NBA since Anthony Davis. And would New York trade the number one pick if they got him to go to the Pelicans? I don't think I would trade Zion Williamson for 1 year of Anthony Davis without a guarantee. So if they could get him, though, that's a better deal than the Lakers could offer. Or could you get Boston to give you Jason Tatum? If they can get either of those, they made the right decision. But if they don't get Tatum, who I would not give up for just 1 year of Davis, and they do not get Zion, who I would not give up for 1 year of Anthony Davis, they should have made the deal because the Lakers were desperate.
And Miles, I want to talk about your Lakers because if I was one of those young fellas on the team, right, wouldn't I feel awful that Magic Johnson was basically saying bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye? How do you assemble a great team, Miles? How do you get those guys to fight back when they're on the trading block? How does that affect their psyche in L.A.?
Well, we're going to figure out what these young guys are made of, because it's either going to be a chip on their shoulder that they carry with them or the beginning of the end. You know, you have the night where they lose by 42 points and you think it's going that way. Then they beat Boston. Then they lose to Atlanta. So we're going to find out what these young guys have after the trade or after the NBA All-Star break that we have and after the game today. But they got to be able to use this as the chip on their shoulder. Look, you were not traded or offered to be traded for just anyone. You were offered to be traded for one of the five best players in the league. This is the same group that, you know, everyone wants to say terrible things about them now, But a handful of months ago, they were good enough to get LeBron to come to the Lakers. So I'm glad we didn't make the trade. I would not have gave up our five best assets and two first-round picks.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I'm with Miles, our sports guy, and we're diving into the NBA and MLB. Miles, I want to talk with you about the Sacramento Kings, because I'm telling you what I'm seeing out here, and it's exciting. You got a team that's hustling, man. That dude Fox is amazing, and they just acquired Barnes. So can you dumb it down and tell me, are the Sacramento Kings going to make the playoffs this year?
You know, it's going to be the Kings or the Lakers, and the Lakers have the higher upside, but what you have to say about the Kings is they've been extremely consistent this year. That shows because they have the second best record in the West when they're playing teams below 500. They have two of the top three most improved player candidates in De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. Those things cannot be true unless you have a great head coach. And Dave Yeager this year should absolutely be in coach of the year discussions, whether they make the playoffs or not. Like, I still think you go with LeBron squeaks out the 8 seed and the Kings are sitting there at 9. But even if they're the 9 seed, he needs some love for coach of the year.
Okay, then I got a great question for you. Let's say LeBron squeaks it out. He gets the 8 seed and he gets clobbered by the number 1 seed. Is that a failure for the Lakers versus the Kings if they make the 8 seed and get clobbered by the number 1 seed? We're going to be cheering and celebrating in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. No matter what happens with the rest of the season in Sacramento, it's already been a success. But, man, we might have to rewind the clocks, and it might feel like it's the early 2000s all over again if they make the playoffs this season. It would be one of, if not the biggest story in the Western Conference this year, if the Kings could make that last spot.
And the fact that you admit it's either L.A. or the Kings, man, that makes me feel so good, Miles. Now I want to turn our attention to MLB. I'm concerned, Miles. I'm a baseball traditionalist. I don't like what I'm seeing in the offseason. Can you enlighten our audience? What is going on with Major League Baseball and the lack of signings?
Yeah, I think that you have to look back at the deals that have gone really bad and look to the future and just say, you're not going to sign a guy to a $300 million contract. Those days are gone. Owners want shorter deals. Players want more financial security. You know, Bryce Harper wants a $300 million contract because why? Giancarlo Stanton got a $300 million contract. And then they quickly realize they can't afford it and they have to trade him. Miguel Cabrera, he wins back-to-back MVPs, signs a $280 million contract. They've been to the playoffs once since then, and it hasn't gone well. Oh, paying the highest price possible for a position player, it has not worked out for any team. And I think that owners and GMs are finally starting to figure out no one wants to be the next person to sign an Albert Pujols contract.
Do you feel like owners and GMs, Miles, have gone too far to the right? Meaning, they're not relying on their gut feeling. They're not relying on the scouts and their eyes. And instead, it's all about the war. It's all about the numbers and the analytics.
I agree. Like, there's something to be said about the clutch gene. You look at every sport, there's always something to be said about the clutch gene. Like, we just saw our guy Tom Brady win another Super Bowl. I don't think the advanced analytics are going to say he was the best quarterback all season last year, but that's the guy I want in the championship game. And all these numbers aside, it still comes down to, you know, the best team with the most talent is going to win. You have to pay for that. It's just you can't overpay for that and handicap the rest of your roster.
And the thing that I really love about you, Miles, is you're honest. You love the Lakers. You love the Dodgers. And when you talk about clutch, Madison Bumgarner in 2014, man, that was clutch. So the bottom line, Miles, is I love our interviews. I hope your Lakers do not make the eighth seed. It would be so cool to get you on the show if it's the Kings. How would you like that, Miles?
Well, I'll come back either way, and we'll talk some playoffs either way, but I think it's going to be the Lakers squeaking in that number eight seed.
All right, Miles. Look forward to having you on again the show next month. I got to take a quick break. I got the tax man coming on the other side to tell you about your taxes and your refund check. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hi, Todd Bird here from AskTheContractors.com. Was this past winter tough on your house? I want to tell you about Reeves Construction, who is one of our trusted pros. If you need siding, fresh paint, or dry rot repair, Reeves Construction can get your house looking like new. Call them today for your free consultation. Get the right person to do the right job. Reeves Construction, 916-276-7907. That's 916-276-7907. 916-276-7907.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by our dog trainer, Garrett Ridley.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is always sky high when I am with Garrett Ridley of Ridley Canine Academy. You know Garrett. He is the greatest dog trainer in the region. Good morning, Garrett. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Ronnie. How you doing?
Garrett, I'm concerned, man. This weather is screwing up my dog's behavior. I got dogs that are now scared. They're going potty in the house, and it's awful. So can we focus on behavior and how the weather affects our dogs?
You know what? I can't even lie. My dogs have been going through it. I was stuck up in the house for 5 days with no power with the dogs, and it was quite a fiasco. We had a good time. Bottom line is, when it's raining out and snowy and cold, I wouldn't want to go out there and go to the bathroom as well. So, you know, the dogs don't really either.
And so, Garrett, when you train dogs and you're training your clients, how do you help them and myself deal with the weather increments? What advice do you have for our listeners?
Honestly, when you got your dog that's been in the house for quite some time, what I do and what I tell my clients is take a stroll with them. Go outside with them. Put them on a leash. Go out there. Bring some treats if you have to. Bring a toy, but motivate them. Get them outside. Get them to relieve themselves. Once they relieve themselves, bring them in and play with them. Have a good time with them.
And Garrett, you and I know that going outside in this weather, I mean, I'm 55 years old, and I got to admit, sometimes I don't want a G-O-Y-A. So what do we do in those situations, Garrett? What is it, take an umbrella? I mean, I am being serious with you. I'm struggling with this issue.
Yeah, I can hear you got a cold. If you have a cold and you don't want to head outside in the rain, it's cold out, I don't blame you, but look at your dog. It doesn't want to go out as well. You know, so take an umbrella, take a raincoat, do what you got to do, but get them out there. Get them out. Let them relieve themselves. They've been inside most likely for a couple hours. And if you don't, you're going to have an accident. So if you guys are struggling with any kind of potty issues or anything like that, just even getting your dog to go out in the cold, give me a call, 530-409-1879. It's a free consultation for you. That number is 530-409-1879.
Now, Garrett, what makes you amazing is that you train dogs with all sorts of issues, right? We've got aggression issues. We've got barking and bolting. We got potty training, separation anxiety, obedience commands. Can you talk about your training methods and what makes you so unique?
I would say the method and the style that I use is a positive reinforcement. Is it purely positive? No, it's not purely positive. But positive reinforcement and reward-based, not using much compulsion at all, if any compulsion, just trying to get the dog to work on its own and not forcing the dog to work for you.
You know, Garrett, I like that. I love that you are into the positive reinforcement. But let's face it, sometimes you need that corrective reinforcement. What is the difference?
I really believe that after you've taught a dog, let's take potty training. We've been talking about potty training. So if you have a dog that you know that knows what the potty training means to go outside, if you know that your dog knows that and it's a couple years old and you've been doing it routinely for years, and then you got a cold day that's coming up, it's okay in my mind to correct your dog, use a little bit of force if necessary to get them to get outside and go to the bathroom. Now, that means just put a leash on them and take them outside. If they don't want to go, you may have to force them to coax them out, to motivate them out the door a little bit. When people hear correction, it's like, oh no, I'm going to put a prong collar on and the dog's going to get a punishment for their behavior. It's not about punishment. It's about getting the dog to make a correct decision on what they're doing and then reinforcing that. And that's all that we're talking about. It's not that you're punishing the dog for a behavior like not going outside to the bathroom. You're just correcting them for making the wrong choice of staying in the house. That's all.
And what's amazing and unique about your training program is that you actually go to your clients' houses. I mean, how convenient is that, Garrett? Can you talk about this amazing and personalized training service that you offer for people and their dogs?
Yeah, great question. I have done all type of different training throughout my years. I've offered board and train programs. I do group classes. But honestly, in-home training has been my most successful. Because being in the dog's home, being in your home, it's a comfortable environment. The dog is comfortable with where they're at. The people are comfortable with where they're at. And the stress levels go way down. And when a dog, let's say you have a dog in a group class, the stress levels could go so high, okay, that what happens is that you're the owner starts losing control, and then the owner stops listening to the program. And then what happens? There's no success at all. And they go home frustrated, and the dog has not learned anything. The owner has not learned anything. So when I'm in the house with them, it's a really big opportunity to capture relationship with the dog and with the owner, bring them together, and then really have success with positive reinforcement training. And then typically what ends up happening is the owners, with one session, the owners are able to accomplish their goals. And then what happens is that after they've accomplished their goals, let's say a month goes by, they've done the work that they've been doing. Sometimes they need another session. Sometimes they don't. And if they don't, then that's when they are able to come to a group class, because now the stress levels have gone way down. The dog understands exactly what we've been working on in a really quiet environment at home. And so then that ends up translating at group really well.
Garrett, I've been to your website and it is stunning. And what I really appreciate is the compliments you receive that your clients have better relationships with their dogs. Can you talk about how training helps you have better relationship with your dogs?
Of course. Any type of training that you do builds a bond with your dog. I would even say if it's bad training, it's going to build some type of bond with your dog. So if it's good training, it's going to build another bond with your dog, and it's going to be more of a positive bond. And that's ultimately what we're looking for, is that really good positive relationship between the dog and yourself. So go ahead and give me a call. My name is Garrett Ridley with Ridley Canine Academy. I would love to hear from you and help you out with any type of situation you guys have with your dog.
And again, Garrett, that leads back to the relationship, because I love my dogs. You love your dogs. Mike here was telling us before we even started our interview that he loves his dog. So when you look at that relationship and how sacred it is, how does your dog training help improve the relationships that we have with our dogs?
Dog training improves your relationship with your dog basically by getting on the same platform. If you guys are on the same page together, it's amazing how the stress goes down in your life with the dog. So then all of a sudden, now you're happy, you want to play with your dog, you want to engage with them. And it's not some overbearing thing to where, oh no, I don't want to take him for a walk, this is going to be a hard thing, or I don't want to train him because it's just going to be so hard. Now, if you just have a really loving relationship and you build on that, what ends up happening is that you start getting some symbiotic relationship between you and your dog. And then now all of a sudden, you guys just start flowing like a river. It's amazing.
Garrett, you have taught me so much about my dog and the fact that each dog has its own genetic disposition. Can you talk a little bit about genetic dispositions and how that affects the dog owner and the relationship and training, of course?
I love talking about disposition because no different than yourself, me and Mike standing here, every one of us is different. And that difference, whether it's a hard disposition all the way to an independent disposition, and you have a balance right in the middle, the situation that I have seen over time working with dogs is that people really have an affection for softer dispositions. And to be honest with you, the softer dispositions are kind of hard to deal with, more so than like a balanced disposition or a strong disposition, because you're dealing with fear. And the fear in that animal can evoke some serious problems like aggression or running off and just different things that we hate to see as dog owners. Is the fear is not a nice thing to see. We hate seeing it. You know, so if you're dealing with any of these issues we've been talking about today, then I would love to hear from you. My name is Garrett Ridley with Ridley Canine Academy. You can get a hold of me at 530-409-1879 or even on the web at RidleyCanineAcademy.com.
Garrett Ridley, I love everything about you, especially the fact that you help dog owners have better relationships with their dogs. All right, everybody, I got to take a break, but I've got the tax man coming up next to answer one question. Why does your tax refund check look so bad? All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with addiction? Let's work together. I'm Dr. Angela Barr, a board-certified addiction specialist. For years, I've helped people struggling with addiction, and I can help you, too. Whether you're addicted to alcohol, opioids, prescription painkillers, methamphetamine, gambling, or even porn, call me, Dr. Angela Barr, 916-333-5955. 916-333-5955.
Hi, I'm Kelly Eckhart, a professional psychic medium for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, which means I've been blessed with unique abilities that allow me to see dead people and connect with them through my readings. In fact, over the years, I've helped many people connect with loved ones who have passed, and I'd be honored to help you too. If you would like to connect with someone you love who's passed away, please visit my website at mediumkelly.com or call me today at 916-538-6014.
Feel like your 401k, mutual funds, or stocks have not met your expectations for years? Wall Street and financial advisors are all part of a system that enriches them, not you. Lack of education on hidden fees and the devastation to portfolios is by design. West Coast Swiss Group does not charge fees. The big vocabulary, small eyeglasses, and cucumber water is not cutting it any longer. Take an hour and meet with us. See what alternatives are out there. Call West Coast Swiss Group today, 916-900-6666, or visit WestCoastSwissGroup.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is your Tax Man segment. I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services. Want to make sure you have my number, 1-800-695-3010, or go to OICTaxServices.com. Well, today I want to start with something funny, and this came across my desk today, and I just had to mention it. My home country, Canada, is now going to be considered a tax sheltering country if the Democrats get elected and implement their tax plan. That's correct. Canada now will have a lower tax rate than the United States if the Democrats take the White House and the Senate and they continue to hold the House. That is not good, folks, if Canada is like that. Now, I obviously come from Canada, and I believe their tax rates right now are exorbitant. It's huge up there. They tax you for every little thing. And of course, they hide their taxes beneath the guise of fees. And I think we all know about fees. So there's more to come on Canada. I'm going to bring you up to date as this story moves along. But I want to roll right on over to Gavin Newsom. I'd like to give Gavin Newsom a nice shout out. The reason being is he stopped the bullet train. That's correct. Took it off the board. And let me explain to you how much this is costing the California taxpayers. Y'all sitting down? $3.1 billion a day as we are spending on this waste of money. Now, that's California taxpayer dollars. Jerry Brown had this going full blast. And, of course, he left office. And, of course, we've got Gavin Newsom. Thank God he stopped it. And I'm sure he'll come up with other ways to spend that money. Secondly, here's my tax tip for the day. I have quite a few clients calling me and having their taxes done, and they're looking at these tax refunds. They're saying, Bob, why is everything so much lower? Well, it's quite simple. We're not paying much in federal taxes, as we did in the past. So you're not having that come out of your paycheck. Thank you, President Trump. Tax reform is now starting to take effect. People are seeing it. And why not get that tax refund on your paycheck every week and stop being addicted to that tax refund? This is Robert. I'm your tax man from OIC Tax Services. Call me at 1-800-695-3010 for all your IRS, state problems, and of course, tax preparation.
Bob, I have never heard you say anything nice about Gavin Newsom in my life. All right, everybody. Yay! As Bob so eloquently explained, you got to fight for your right for a better tax refund. Bottom line is, I thank you for your support. I thank you for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio and for checking out all of our amazing experts at RonnieDeutschRadio.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.